This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can even speak to smarter people than I am. We have a chat room on the actual website, and then we have, a feed on Facebook as well. So you can find smart people to talk to all over the place, smart people associated with the show everywhere. Well, I would hope they were smart. I mean, they're smart. Look at it. They're smart enough to listen to the show. Right? Then they're smart enough to hang out here. Let's see. That was what I was going to do. Anyway, Donna Brazile, you got to pray for that woman. I got to tell you. She is making them nuts. She's like poking them in the eye. But some of the attention has been taken off of her. Think about something here. You know, the Dems won a couple of seats last night, and they're going crazy. This is like the turnaround. This is the... They're coming back into power. Watch out. These guys are serious. I mean, a Democrat governor won a seat that a Democrat governor was vacating. New Jersey was no big, I don't know about you guys, but it was no big shocker. At least I don't think it was. But wouldn't be the first time I was wrong. I mean, you think about this stuff, you've got to laugh. You know, wait till it abounds, and then we'll talk about it. But right now, it doesn't. So I don't know about you guys, I'm not afraid. I'm not worried, I'm not nervous, I'm not afraid. Seriously. But this should be a wake-up call for, you know, Republicans as a whole. If you guys don't get off your butt and actually do something, if you don't do something with the power they gave you, you're done. They'll replace you. And that same Democrat, I can't think of the guy's name. I don't like him very much, but he's been driving this for... Oh, Al Green. How can I forget his name? Singer type. Right? I mean, Al Green, he wants the president impeached by Christmas or else. I don't know what the or else is. What's he going to do? Have everybody arrested? The guy's a real whack job. And I'd like to know what the charge is first. See, there's nothing. They can impeach all they want to. But there's nothing in there. He's already got them together. You know what the charge is that he's got? You ready? An article of impeachment is inciting white supremacy, sexism, bigotry, hatred, xenophobia, and race baiting. And he says the racism by demeaning and defaming and disrespecting and disparaging women and certain minorities. I haven't seen this guy, this hypocrite, I haven't seen his statement on all the Hollywood sexism going on. I haven't seen his statement on the sexual abuse that's been going on in Hollywood. Right? Apparently, if you're in Hollywood, it's okay. If you're among his, it's all right. Another alleged Trump brought shame and dishonor to the office of the presidency by associating the majesty and dignity of the presidency with causes rooted in white supremacy, bigotry, racism, anti-Semitism, white nationalism, and neo-Nazism. Wow, I'm surprised he even knew how to spell these things. Although I still couldn't find his outrage when President Clinton was using the White House as a brothel. Now I couldn't find that. Maybe it wasn't there. I don't know. I'm not the smartest guy in the room sometimes. But that was a kick, too. And then, what else is there? Let's see if there's anything else. He acknowledged that conservatives aren't likely to jump on board the kick Trump out of the Oval Office. You mean like the Democrats were on board with kicking Clinton out of the Oval Office, or or even Obama, speaking against Obama, some of the things he did, this person has not decried what Mrs. Clinton did to the DNC. So they're hypocritical. It's what I've always said. It's why you can't take them seriously, because they're hypocrites. Right? Now, the only place I'll give her credit was Nancy Pelosi on Sunday downplayed the talk of impeachment. She told CNN that it wasn't one of her legislative priorities, that there are much of other things they needed, because they know they don't have it. That's the other thing. You people don't get this. You can scream for impeachment. It was just like, you know, wanting to arrest President Obama when I kept saying, really, how are you going to do that? How does one arrest a sitting president with an AG who's also a Democrat, his buddy, his pal? Who's going to take it on? You couldn't even though there was evidence for it, there was evidence to support it, you couldn't get Hillary Clinton arrested or charged. So you guys really need to think through what you're doing. You really need to think through what this stuff means for real. You know, after the break, I've got Dale Bellis joining us, CEO of Liberty HealthShare. You really got to give some thought to your health, how taking care of yourself, how to take care of yourself, how affordable is it? I got to tell you, with the way things are going, God only knows what's going to happen. I mean, how are you going to take care of yourself? And at least check into the Liberty HealthShare. I think you're going to like it. Also, on the way out here, North Korea's nuke testing, it dates back 10 years. Even though Kerry would like you to believe it just started under Trump, according to a CNN's story, as President Trump continued an Asian trip dominated by concerns over North Korea, former Secretary of State John Kerry told CNN Monday that Trump's rhetoric has given Kim Jong-un regime a reason to say that it needs nuclear bombs. Right, because it never needed them before. It never decided it wanted them before. What the president needs to do is to make sure he's not feeding the North Korea's fear of regime change or of a unilateral attack. Was he brain dead for years? Did he not see with that family what North Korea had been doing for years? Not for weeks, not for months, not for days. You know, so to say that Trump needs to back off just shows you how much history he doesn't. You know, we can make fun all we want to. I do that with David Fisher later. Okay? I mean, but the reality is, these are the people screaming equality. They don't want equality. They want control. They want you to think that they're the ones that have all the answers. They're the ones that know what's best. Anyway, Dale Bellis is going to join me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Lots more coming up after the break. Really, heat up your coffee. Come on back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors $1,000 for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now. This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay?
Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. If you shoot him, you'll just make him mad.
You know, when it comes to working through the taxes and health care and all that other fun stuff, you've got to be a little sneaky, a little sleuthful to move through it. Hey, I'm Joe Senior, host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Remember, the chat room, if you really want an intelligent conversation, head over to the chat room. A lot smarter people than I in that chat room. But, I try to bring you the experts. You know that. I always tell you that on a regular basis. I try to bring you people who have a clue. You know, we can talk about things. We can have those coffee table conversations, whatever you want to call them, dinner table conversations. But the reality is we only know what we hear. We kind of regurgitate what we hear. So you really should be going to people like David Fisher from Landmark Capital if you want to talk about your money. If you want to talk about taking care of yourself, how to take care of yourself, and maybe having a little bit of a reset in the mind as to how to take care of yourself. We need to bring this guy on and speak with him on a regular basis. Dale Bellis is the CEO of Liberty Health Shared. Always a pleasure, Dale, to have you with me.
Thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure as well, and thank you for the invitation.
Well, you know, it is funny, before we get to the meat of the thing, these are different paradigms, different ways of people looking at it. And I don't care whether it's taking care of your finances. I mean, I was just talking to somebody today about Bitcoin. I mean, you and I are more seasoned people. Can you imagine somebody coming to you and saying, here, I got this coin. Well, you really can't hold on to it. It's kind of a number on a piece of paper in your computer, but it's worth all kinds of money, and I'll take your actual cash for this. Because your cash is not going to be worth anything. I mean, you and I would look at that in the beginning and go, really? You what?
Yeah.
and now if you bought it at, you know, 39 cents a coin, as they call it, it's running about $7,000 a coin. And I'm thinking, these are things that just we couldn't wrap our minds. We were taught, you take your money, you put it in a savings account, you earn the interest, you get a little older, you put it in the stocks, you earn, you know, that's how we were taught to do business. And it's the same thing with our health care and how we take care of ourselves, how we go to the doctor. A lot of people, you know, talking to people around me, you go to the doctor, whatever the doctor says, the treatment, they don't question, they don't talk, they don't do anything. And your body is so much more important than gold, than silver, than any of that stuff. So it is.
Joe, that is such a perfect analogy. I'm going to steal that one from you, buddy. I hope there's no copyright.
No, but it's so true, though.
That is a perfect analogy. Life around us is moving at such massive speed, both in terms of technology development and the marketplace, etc. We need to remain open and responsive to new paradigms for accomplishing things. And that's precisely where healthcare sharing ministries and that mentality fit in. It's a total paradigm shift. It's changing from what we've been taught and oriented and explained to for generations, even for decades, that the only way to meet healthcare costs is through insurance. And healthcare sharing has come along and said, no. There's a whole new methodology. And it's based on the time-tested traditions of people helping people, neighbor helping neighbor. Whenever you're in a particular crisis or a financial need, those members around you will provide you with the resources to meet that cost. It's the way healthcare originated decades ago. And think about this, Joe. It's also the way we see crowdfunding transpiring today. That's
right.
Precisely the same methodology we utilize, that when one of our members has a medical expense, we crowdfund them. And we do that to the tune of $16 to $18 million a month, and continue to do it month after month, because of our members' commitment to their closely held values and beliefs, one of which is kind of foundational, that I'm placed here on earth to use my time, talent, and resources to help another person when they're in need. We just simply turn that principle into a solution for healthcare. It absolutely is a paradigm shift. Thanks for pointing that out.
And it's, you know, it's funny when you talk about insurance, and again, I'll say it, you don't have to, but when you're talking about insurance, it's more of a dictatorship. The doctor has to do exactly what the dictator tells him or her to do before they can do work on you. We're in a health share world, it's more of a partnership. You know, it's a, as you call it, a membership. It is much more of a partnership where you get together.
You make me laugh, Joe. Yeah, I won't use the word dictator. I'll use the word intermediary.
Okay.
That's really what's transpired is that over the years, in the insurance industry has placed one intermediary after another between the patient and the doctor, so that they have to seek for permission. They have to make sure it complies with this or that or the other thing. And so there are multiple intermediaries that in the healthcare sharing arena are totally removed. And we restore the doctor-patient relationship, because our status, we are all self-pay patients. We don't have insurance. And so when we step up to the counter, it's our money at stake, and in this instance, this money of our fellow members. But we're making the decisions about our care, about our costs. We just simply choose to share those expenses in community with each other.
Yeah, it's really funny. Whenever you use that term self-pay, I'll probably get four or five emails a week going, hey, I listened to the show the other day, or, you know, I listened to it on my podcast, and man, if we're self-paying, why are we paying you guys? So, you know, you may want to explain to people. This is what I try to tell them. Look, it's a group, like you say, crowdfunding. It's membership. And when you say self-pay, it simply really means, you know, you might be cutting the check for that, you know, or giving them your card, but you're controlling all of this. This is your freedom and your liberty to control how you're taken care of, in essence, correct?
Well, that's precisely how we break away from the entrenched system of health insurance, that we must, in fact, declare ourselves to be self-pay patients. Now, that doesn't address how we're going to pay for it as a self-pay patient. I may choose to simply pay it out of my funds and resources completely, or I may turn and put on a fundraising drive in my community and say, guys, go to my FundMe page and help me take care of my medical bill, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you would reach out to a like-minded community like Healthcare Sharing and say, based upon our mutual values and beliefs, we agree among ourselves, whenever I have this kind, that kind, and this kind of medical expense, we'll just all pitch in and pay each other's medical bills. And that's precisely it. That when we declare ourselves to be self-pay, we will probably look around and say, okay, if I'm in a self-pay status, how do I address those gargantuan healthcare costs or any expenses that I incur that are outside my ability to pay for? And we do that in community with each other. We're all self-pay. We're responsible for our bills. We just simply choose to share them with people of like mind in community with one another.
Yeah, but the upside to all of this is we have total control. And that's where I think people, you know, some old, they've heard me say this in the past, where I go to the doctor and I get irritated because he can only do things a certain way because of the insurance company. And, you know, I got to pay him out of pocket anyway if I want to deviate from that in any way. And he's
well,
very reluctant to do it.
Rather than dictator, I would call them metacrat.
Okay, you can do that. I'm still going to call him a dictator because, you know,
okay.
It means so much more to me. Hey, we'll be back in a minute. Dale Bellis joins me. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Guys, don't go far. Heat up your coffee because, you know, a cup or two of coffee a day is good for you, and it even tastes better out of a TRS coffee mug. We'll be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
With everything going on today, you guys need to think about this. This is real.
Can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
And I, you know, with respect to my guest, I have a lot to say about. You know, I'm so upset about some of the things going on in our country today. You guys don't really understand the freedoms that you have. My parents wouldn't be here. My mother wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that American flag, the American soldiers, and getting her out of Italy, getting my family out of Italy during the war and that kind of thing. So, you know, until you spend some time in an oppressive nation, don't talk about how bad we are. Yeah, we got our flaws. We're working through them. You know, but America... we're great, we'll continue to be great, and we'll continue to strive to do better. And if that's not what you want to do, there's that little fat Asian guy over there would love to have you on his team. You can go over with Dennis Rodman. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Dale Bellis, CEO of Liberty HealthShare, joins me as he does from time to time to talk about truly how to take care of your body. Dale, thank you so much for being with me.
Joe, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for that intro, because it's really why... we are named Liberty HealthShare. It's a way to escape the intrusion, the oversight, the mandates of a federal government, and exercise freedom in the arena that probably is one of the most private, personal, closely held areas of our lives, and that's the care of our bodies. And so we exert our right, given to us by God, to direct, manage, and control our own health care. That's why we're called Liberty HealthShare.
You know, if you believe that you were put here by God, there's a reason for you being here. You can't much do any good when you can't even get off the couch. So you really do have to take care of your body. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's funny because when you're young, right? When you're very young, nothing slows you down. You think that you can crank through anything. And as I like to say, when it rains in California, I can tell you every place I was hit as a football player. I can point to every point,
right? You think yourself to be indestructible. And when I was 30, my current age of 66 seemed just impossible. Yeah, right. I'd never get there.
It was
but
old.
Here I am.
So, you know, you talk about you making decisions and getting with other like-minded people to pay for certain procedures and what have you. What is that process like? Because it's kind of, I won't say it's confusing, but some people don't understand. It's a matter of, you know, you're going in for a procedure or a major procedure. How does that kind of work its way through?
Well, it really affects, most importantly, the epidemic that we are experiencing in our nation today as we speak on chronic conditions that are responsive to lifestyle change. Joe, we have literally an epidemic of high blood pressure, of heart disease, of type 2 diabetes, certainly obesity, which is a massive predictor of future health, smoking. In fact, November is smoking cessation month. And that's what we're about. We're about giving attention to the care of our health, because it is our responsibility and right. And to do that, we have to be health conscious. And with folks with those particular kind of responsive or diseases that are responsive to lifestyle change, we invite them to come join us. We want them to come on board, agree with our shared beliefs and values, be health conscious. And based upon that profile, we assign a health coach. And that health coach works with our member to set lifestyle change goals and the kinds of metrics they want to follow to the effect upon that particular disease state. And so the health coach in most cases focuses on diet, on exercise, on sleep, on the reduction of stress, on all of the things that impact our bodies through our lifestyle choices and changes. And we are reversing disease, Joe. We're getting people off medications. They are experiencing life-changing impact by simply having the support system they need to make choices and decisions they really want to do but haven't had the wherewithal to accomplish it. And that's really what the health coach is for. We call it Health Track. It's an additional $80 for those joining us with those lifestyle-based diseases. But we're changing people's lives, and we're graduating folks from the program every month on our website, not web, but our email newsletter. Send up digital balloons. We've got thousands of folks who have joined us in that purpose and program.
And you know what? It's not a failure. It's not a weakness to have somebody help you, because, you know, even for me in blowing off some of the weight that I did, it got to the point where I looked down and went, oh my God, I can't even see the scale. This is not good. And, you know, secondly, finally doing even a little bit. Starting to do a little bit in changing the way I eat, was eating, and having somebody look at you and go, you know what, you look like you're losing weight. You know, you look like this. And it makes you feel better, and so you want to continue on. You want to try. You want to look better. And that's why I think a coach, if you've got nobody else, a coach would be a great thing to have. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not a psychologist nor the son of one, but I've tried to study what is the psychology of change. What brings about change in a person's life when they're motivated to do so? And it relates to two major factors. One is a crisis of life that creates an impression. And it may be a small one or a large one. But it's coming to a conclusion in one's mind that says, I'm encountering a situation that I need to change. And it has an impact physiologically and psychologically on you. But number two, without the support system of another caring, participant in that change process, mm-hmm. you won't likely do it because you don't have that outside stimulus, guidance, support, and healthy accountability. How many of us have made New Year's resolutions and they fell by the wayside 2 weeks after? It's because even though we may want to have changed or engaged in a particular behavior, we hadn't the life or we didn't have the support system to bring us to the decisions and choices and implementation of our desires. And so it's just it props up our will, and we truly do proceed with that life change.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you should say that, because I learned at an early age that I couldn't count on myself to come through with those. So after about the fourth or fifth year, I went, you know what? I never do anything, and I feel bad about it. So I'm just going to stop. I'm not making any resolutions. Too bad. Deal with me. So you know what I'm saying? So okay, a couple things. Let's move through a few things that come up. As
may I say though, Joe, there are those rare people among us who can, in fact, make those kinds of changes and implementations on their own, but they are rare.
Yeah, well, you know, the New Year's resolution, it's funny because I think, you know, you were talking about human nature. You get caught up in a hype. You know, you're sitting with your buddies and everybody's, yeah, I'm going to change this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to cut back on that. And you go, oh, yeah, I can do this too. And then you feel bad. So I would go, just do it. If it's something you want to do, just do it. And I'm going to get a lot of guys mad at me right now, but it's like, really? Is Valentine's Day the only day you buy your wife something? Seriously? I mean... You're going to make Hallmark happy if you love her. You know, you take care of her on a regular basis. You get her flowers on a regular basis. That makes her happy, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I just got a whole bunch of guys mad at me, I'm sure. But anyway.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is I want to go down the road, like, again, the questions that are kind of most asked in emails that I get, which is, you know, you talk about insurance and health care. Now, insurance is a heavily regulated, or it's supposed to be anyhow, heavily regulated industry. What about health share? I mean, if you're a 501c3 or whatever you are, who regulates you? Who makes sure that you're giving the services you're supposed to be giving?
Well, number one, we're regulated by the federal government. In the Affordable Care Act, there is a definition of what is a recognized health care sharing ministry. And we have to meet that criteria. There are five of them, one being a religious nonprofit, 501c3, the other being that we have to have an annual audit available to anyone who asks. It also says we have to have been in existence prior to 99. We can't drop somebody from our program if they get too sick. I love that one, frankly, Joe, because it just goes to show that we're here in a caring, supportive community. And I don't remember what the fifth one is. It's a good one, though. So people can go check it out. It's Section 1501 of the Affordable Care Act. And so that's the first area of regulation and oversight.
Okay. Now hold your first area. Got to pause it because, you know, we both believe, well, I believe in capitalism. I know you do too. We got to go make some money here. We'll be back in a second.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay?
Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back.
Yes, for you more seasoned people, you know exactly what that song is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. We're learning about how to take care of yourself, a different way to approach health care for your body, health care for your mind, because, you know, if you feel good, what was that one guy used to say, you know, I don't feel so good, but I look great, and that's what I want to be. No, I want to feel good, too. I don't want to just look great. Dale Bellis joins me, CEO of Liberty Health here. Dale, always enjoy when you're with me here on the show.
My pleasure as well, Joe. And I just really and feel honored at your invitation.
Well, thank you. Okay. Yeah. You were going through some thing, you know, the question is always who regulates you, because you're not technically an insurance company, and people are always concerned. They think they've been pounded into their heads that insurance companies are highly regulated, so you'll be safe and you'll be covered, which was not, it has not always been the truth. And you were talking about how you are regulated and overseen by the feds.
And it's a fair and reasonable question, because it goes to the issue of reliability and integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to live that out in every aspect of our culture as a healthcare sharing ministry. But the first is the ACA definition of a healthcare sharing ministry, and that is regulated or overseen by the Centers for Medicare Services, Medicaid and Medicare Services, CMS. So CMS oversees those particular criteria and reserves the right under federal regulation to remove that recognition status if the healthcare sharing ministry does not meet that five criteria. And the fifth one that came to mind is that we have a set of shared ethical or religious beliefs, and we share our medical bills according to those beliefs. So that's key. Number two is the Internal Revenue Service. As a 501c3, and those two federal requirements interact with one another, the ACA requirement to be a 501c3 and the IRS has very clear standards as to how a nonprofit must function in the marketplace for the public in terms of non-conflict of interest and independent board members and the way in which funds are appropriately sold and transparent. All of that is on the IRS side. The third area where we're regulated is state-to-state with attorneys general. The attorneys general oversee nonprofits in their state, as well as the consumer protection laws, which simply means we can't be making claims out there that are unsupportable or inaccurate. And we must function as according to the nonprofit standards within that state. And the last one is the departments of insurance themselves. While many states have passed legislation as a safe harbor for healthcare sharing that says you have to operate this way in order to be a healthcare sharing ministry in our state, and they have laid out that criteria. Otherwise, we would be regulated by departments of insurance. So that's kind of a four layers of four regulatory agencies and criteria that we're responsive to, and I have to tell you, we're excited about. Because the final and the foremost regulatory body of Liberty HealthShare are our members. They see every month where their money goes, how it's distributed. It's transparent in their account online. They see those dollars arrive in their account when they contribute them for their HealthShare amount. The person that it goes to, the distribution of those dollars, they see it transparently and openly, and there's nothing more powerful in terms of the way in which we function and operate than to fulfill the expectations of our members.
Yeah, it's really interesting, some of the emails or some of the conversations I get into with people around me about these kind of services, and it is what we talked about at the very top of the interview, which is it's a paradigm shift. It's a different way of thinking about taking care of yourself, and we're always, you know, especially men, we're very uncomfortable with changing things. We like things exactly where they are. If you don't believe me, go ahead and move a piece of furniture in the house and watch what the guy in the house does, right?
Yeah.
Make him pretty much crazy. All right.
You sound like a married man, brother.
Ooh. Yeah, and I'm going to be like that for a long time. Hey, the other thing I think is always funny is they say, well, okay, for these kind of services, it's got to be high premiums, and there must be stringent limits on what they'll pay. So, you know, if I need a liver transplant, would you turn me down to $1,500 or something? How does it work?
Well, it's really interesting because, again, as I mentioned, the ACA standards, we cannot decline or turn down a member because they get too sick. And so we share those bills in community with one another. We set the guidelines for the bills that we will share and participate in, it's based upon our agreement among and between ourselves as members, and we've agreed that we'll assist with anything for a family over $1,500. They pay that out of their pocket first, and then up to $1 million per incident. And based on the health consciousness of our members, the discounts we receive in the marketplace, how they access health care because it's their money at stake, our costs are typically downward, and a downward trend are certainly maintained. And we haven't changed our share amount, interestingly, Joe. Over the last 3 years, it's been adequate to meet all the costs of our members every month, month to month. $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family of three or more.
Wow. And you know, that's a tough thing to do. I try to tell people that on a regular basis. It's not easy, you know, keeping prices, especially in the health world, in the insurance world, when you talk about, you know, pharmaceuticals and all kinds of other things. The other thing that you haven't really talked about that I find interesting, because you wouldn't hear anybody else deal with it this way, Liberty HealthShare is okay with holistic remedies, correct?
Well, it's because our members looked at that matter 2 years ago. We send out a ballot every year to alter or change based upon suggestions received from members over the course of the year. We send out a ballot, ask for their participation and involvement. The members vote on whether we should or should not alter the program accordingly. And one of those questions posed to the members was, shall we make costs associated with alternative treatments, holistic care, a part of our program and make that eligible expense? And overwhelmingly, the members said absolutely. And so we do that, and that's not to my credit. It is to the credit of the members. Every month, it's the members' engagement, participation, and sharing of costs that makes Liberty HealthShare thrive.
Yeah, it is definitely, again, it is something that we're not used to. It's something that people are going to have to get used to. They're going to have to understand. You know what I'm saying? Most people don't get, again, you and I have talked about this before. We didn't talk about it today. Is we've been taught by the time we're little kids, you know, and we watch grandma, we watch mom, we watch dad go to the doctor. The doctor says, here, take these two pills. Here, do this. Here, you have to do that. And very rarely, unless you were your mom was handled her health care differently at the time, very rarely do you hear mom or grandma say, I'd rather not do that. I'd rather go down this road. Or is there any other way we can make this happen? Or. You kind of take the doctor's word for it. And he's being driven in a lot of ways by the insurance company. Am I, you know, I'm not off on that, right?
There is a moral hazard associated with a third party paying for the care of my health. That means I am prone or impulsed to tap into their dollars, not give a flip about expense or cost if it's coming from someplace else. I will overconsume. I will not worry about costs. In fact, I'll not even inquire about expense if somebody else is paying for the bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's the moral hazard that is existent in health insurance. We address that by each of us, number one, we've talked about it already, self-pay patients where yep. Our money is at stake. It changes my consumer habit if I know it's my money and the money of my fellow members at stake, because that's the sharing mentality. I'm engaging in the care that's necessary and needed for me and the care of my body, but I'm not over-consuming or asking for 10 different tests when only one will suffice because it's my money and the money of my fellow members, and it creates that sense of connection and community whenever we're consuming healthcare.
Yeah, I always get a kick out of that. We're afraid to open our mouths. All right, last question. You got less than 2 minutes. Why you? There are healthshare companies all over the place. Why Liberty HealthShare?
Well, two reasons. One, because we take the Christian tradition of healthcare sharing and make it available and affordable for all. We're not intruding on individual faith choices, asking what church you attend or what your doctrinal statement is, etc. We're simply taking that tradition and making it available for all to come and join us on the basis of our shared values and beliefs. That's number one. And number two, our commitment to technology. We are an online connection and community. We've invested heavily in the technology that allows people from any state across the nation to come join us and yet experience the interconnectedness of individual community. That's why.
Well, Dale, always a pleasure. Quickly tell people where they can find you.
LibertyHealthShare.org, LibertyHealthShare.org. That's the place to go.
Always a pleasure, Dale. Thanks so much for being with me today. People, don't go far. We got a lot more coming up at the top of the hour.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?